Thank you. I give now floor to the Russian Federation, followed by Brazil. Sir, you have a floor.
Sorry for the delay. Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I delayed because I was just thinking about the last words voiced by the ambassador of Pakistan and thinking of all the statements made this morning. And I can say immediately that they're consistent with our feelings as a state and as people. In the evening of the 17th of October, we saw as a result of bombing the destruction of the Al-Ahli Hospital in the central area of the Gaza Strip. According to the first information from the Palestine Health Ministry, this has taken the lives of at least 500 people and over 1,000 wounded. And yet the number of victims continues to rise and is off the scale. And the vast majority of the victims are patients in the hospital. In the walls of a clinic in which there were peaceful residents, including many women and children, we are deeply shocked by what's happened. We express sincere condolences to the families of all the victims and the people of Palestine. We urge the parties to the conflict immediately to de-escalate military action and comply with international humanitarian law. We reaffirm the position of principle of Russia regarding the unacceptability of any violence against civilians and strikes on medical facilities or other civilian infrastructure. We stress the need for the consolidation of international efforts in the interest of an urgent ceasefire and the opening of humanitarian corridors. This would make it possible to provide assistance to the population of Gaza, including supplies of food, medicines, and fuel, and organize the evacuation of all those who wish to leave, and to stop the impending humanitarian catastrophe, which may be unprecedented in scale now. And we would like to talk about the inappropriateness and immorality of politicizing this issue. There is an unprecedented spiral in the region, and the reasons are well known. First and foremost, because of the absence of any progress towards a peace of a political settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A settlement needs to be carried out on the well-known international basis with the creation of an independent state of Palestine within the 1967 borders and with living side by side with Israel. And in conclusion, I would like to agree with and support many of the colleagues who've spoken before me in saying that as the conflict becomes normalized, there is a need for UNESCO to pay the most insistent attention to its actions in this region, its projects in that region, and eschew any double standards. Thank you.